Hi, it's Jeff. Welcome back to this masterclass on the system for winning. Now we're in the topic getting it. And if you look at it in the book, it's starting chapter 11. This quote I love by Sun Tzu: "Nothing should be as favorably regarded as intelligence. Nothing should be as generously rewarded as intelligence." As we're getting started on this topic of getting it, I just want to share with you a little bit about where it came from. If you've listened to my other masterclasses or you've seen some of my other work, you know that very little of my work came from somewhere else. Where it came from was tens of thousands of hours of trying to figure this stuff out. See, when I began this work, I had no idea what I was even looking for. I was trying to solve my question, what do I want? But in doing that, what I discovered was so much more. Taking a journey through the world of personal development, I came across all these strategies and ways of thinking and skills and techniques and tactics and all this. And it was like, there's a lot of amazing stuff out there, but how do you use it? At the same time, part of what I'd figured out at Goldman Sachs was, no matter where I was headed, the only way I was going to get there was through driving my career. And so I was looking around the firm and I was looking around at people above me and next to me and trying to analyze, well, what does it actually take to win at this? Really, what does it take to win? And thinking back to school, I realized that, well, we're never really taught anything about this. We're taught the most pathetic, basic ways of quote-unquote winning. Work hard, study hard, put your head down. Literally, our entire lives we're taught to win through brute force. As I said earlier on school, the formula for winning in school, I determined, was memorize well and write fast. Right, if you want to be good at exams, you need to have a good memory, a good ability to get it out, and to be able to get it on paper fast. And it seems so basic and obvious, but whoever teaches us anything that relates to taking in information fast, to memorizing it well, we're literally taught that the only way to get good for an exam is through repetition, over and over and over again, when there's much more advanced tools out there. Even the world of personal development is so polluted by all this stuff. All these people talk about hustle. Having a side hustle, just gotta hustle, just gotta really want it. Okay, that's a formula for success, that's actually valuable for people. Versus what specifically does it take to win? And as I got deeper and deeper into this stuff and I started looking into the world of top performance, it became obvious to me that nobody focused on being the best in the world at what they do has a secret to success that's brute force and hard work. That's a given. It's an absolute necessity that if you want to win, you put in long hours, you work hard, you go for it, you give it your best. That's an absolute given. That's zero secret to success. You wouldn't expect a football player to be the best in the world because they work at it harder. They work at it better. And then we have trite phrases like work smart. Not about working hard, it's about working smart. What does that even mean? Whoever teaches us what it means to work smart. And so in doing this work over many years, trying to cut through the BS and the platitudes, I was looking for what does it actually mean to get really good so you win? What do you need to be able to figure out to win? What do you need to be able to do to win? And this is where the notion of getting it came from. As we drop into the chapter, in investment banking you would hear it all the time, and I'm sure it's everywhere else. She just gets it. He doesn't get it. They'll never get it. And it's obvious whether someone is getting it, but what does getting it actually mean? Really, what does it mean to be getting it? It's like our best marriage advice. You know when you know. You know when you know if you're getting it. And if you don't, well, you're just not getting it. But what specifically does it mean to be getting it? We all know it means something like being good at what you do. But what does it actually mean? And if you have to actually train people to be getting it, what do you train them in? How do you teach someone to get it? Because it was unsatisfactory to me for leaders to say, well, that person doesn't get it. What have you taught them to get it? How are you helping them get it? If you could help them get it, what would you do? See, and this is another flaw in a lot of our learning systems, is that people who do get it, because it's such a vague idea, they can't teach it to someone else. If you ask them, what does it mean for you to get it, and how do you get it? A lot of it happens unconsciously, they don't know. And a story we'll talk about throughout getting it is, this is the way that they modeled top skiers to teach other people to ski. Apparently those skiers couldn't tell you what it meant for them to get it, they were just able to do it. So they followed them down a hill, videoing what they were doing and breaking it down into isolates, into the individual movements that made up great skiing. And they turned those individual movements into exercises, into ways to train other people to ski. See, getting it is great if you get it. But even if you get it, how do you get it even more if you've never actually trained it? And even if you get it more, how can you train someone else to get it if you don't know what it is? Let alone how to actually break it down in a way that you can teach someone else to do it. And this is what I've endeavored to do in the topic of getting it. Not just for me to be able to get it in what I was doing, but to break it down in a way that you could get it too. That you could build it up and build the intelligence you need for your system for winning. So it's not just about, well, get really good at what you do. Follow the 80-20 principle. On what? What do you mean on what? Just work smart. Right? We need much, much better answers. And this is what getting it is all about. What specifically do you need to do to figure out the intelligence to driving more winning?